Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Jason Stanley's How Fascism Works, The Politics of Us and Them. Sophie, I have to say, I almost didn't pick this up because the word fascism gets thrown around so much these days, but this book really changed how I see that term.
Oh, I'm glad you did, because same. The book is not what I expected at all. I thought it would be a history lesson, but instead it's like a diagnostic manual for a political strategy that can show up anywhere, even in democracies.
Right. And Stanley's core argument is that fascism isn't a coherent ideology like communism or liberalism. It's a politics of division. It creates this idealized us and a dangerous them.
Exactly. And he starts with what he calls the myth of the past. That's the idea that there was a golden age when the nation was pure and united, and a fascist leader promises to restore that greatness.
Yeah, but that past never really existed, right? It's a fantasy, and it creates this sense of grievance that the leader can exploit.
Precisely. And then you need a fictional people, a narrow, idealized group that represents the true nation. Everyone else becomes the enemy within.
So it's not just about immigrants or minorities. It can be political opponents, intellectuals, the press. Anyone who disagrees is cast as a traitor.
That's where the attack on institutions comes in. Democracies rely on things like a free press, an independent judiciary, and a professional civil service to provide objective facts and uphold the rule of law. Fascist politics systematically undermines trust in those institutions.
Yeah. The fake news tactic. It's not just about labeling one story false. It's about making people doubt that objective truth even exists. So the only reliable source becomes the leader himself.
And he also weaponizes the concept of law and order. Stanley talks about how fascists don't reject the law entirely. They create a higher law based on the people's will, and the leader is the sole interpreter.
So law and order becomes a coded phrase for targeting the them. It justifies police brutality against minorities, cracking down on protests, all in the name of restoring justice.
One of the most striking parts for me was the role of sexual anxiety and patriarchy. The leader presents himself as a protector of women and children, while portraying the them as a sexual threat.
Yeah, that's so insidious. Immigrants are stereotyped as rapists, minority men as predators. It plays on deep fears to justify extreme measures. And at the same time, political opponents are mocked as weak or effeminate.
All of this is held together by a pervasive sense of victimhood. The fascist movement claims to be the most powerful and pure, but also the most oppressed. That narrative justifies aggression as self-defense.
Right. You're not the aggressor, you're the defender. So any brutality is excusable. It's a powerful tool for building solidarity among followers.
Stanley draws direct parallels to today's political discourse, especially in the US. He shows how these same rhetorical patterns are used to stoke nostalgia for a time when a certain race or religion was dominant.
And he emphasizes that this isn't about some foreign enemy. It's about the erosion of democratic norms from within. The fight is for the very meaning of democracy.
The antidote, he says, is a commitment to pluralism, truth, and equality. Defending institutions that provide objective facts, rejecting the US versus them narrative, and holding leaders accountable to the law.
You know, the part that really got me was when he talks about how words can be twisted to create a reality where lies become truth and cruelty becomes justice. It's terrifying, but also empowering to have the vocabulary to see it happening.
Absolutely. That's the whole point of the book. It's a toolkit for recognizing these tactics. And if you want to dive deeper into this or other books, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app. You get over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles to read or listen to in any language, and it's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
Honestly, I think my biggest takeaway is that the fight against fascist politics isn't about fighting some foreign enemy. It's about defending the democratic values we already have every day.
That's it. The book is ultimately about recognizing the politics of division as a choice and choosing something better. We'll see you in the next one.